Welcome to the Burden and Blessing Podcast, a study and discussion forum on the truth of God's Word. Our review series examines books, movies, music, and other media in the light of God's truth. We pray that it will be eye-opening, instructional, and beneficial for your daily walk with Christ. Welcome to our review segment at Burden and Blessing. Today we'll be taking a look at some contemporary Christian music. We'll be reviewing a song by Johnny Diaz called Breathe that is on one of the top 10 charts in contemporary Christian music today. With me is Pastor Neil Radical. How are you, Neil?
Better than I deserve, Nathaniel. How are you doing today?
Very well. We're going to be taking a look at this song and other songs in the future and applying some critical methods in order to review these songs. You want to explain to us just a little bit of how we're going to be taking a look and breaking this song down that our listeners then can also take away and use to critique other songs, movies, and other things that they see and listen to in the world?
Sure. Since we're going to be looking at videos and songs and different Christian movies out there, we wanted to come up with some kind of a framework that we could approach it with. So in each one of these segments, we're going to apply an ABC method. So first of all, we're going to talk about the appropriateness of the song. You know, what is your opinion of what the song is like, the subjective views of it, appropriate for a worship service. So all those different kind of thoughts would come in, appropriate to watch with your children if we're talking about movies. Is it biblical? Does it follow scripture? Does it give scriptural thoughts? Does it apply godly wisdom? So that would be the point. C, is it Christian? Is it something that you would find on Christian radio, or would you be able to find it in secular radio as well? Does it promote Christ? Is it focused on what Christ has done for us? So those are the three aspects that we're going to try to follow today, and we'll apply that to the song.
All right, so the song that we're going to be considering and applying these ABCs to is by a pretty prominent writer and singer today, Johnny Diaz, and the song that we're going to be taking a look at is Breathe. Let's listen to this song and just hear what he has to say in it.
Alarm clock screaming, bare feet hit the floor. Yeah, it's off to the races, everybody out the door. I'm falling behind, it's a crazy life. 90 miles an hour, going fast as I can, trying to push a little harder, trying to get the upper hand. So much to do in so little time, it's a crazy life. It's ready, set, go, it's another wild day. When the stress is on the rise, in my heart I feel you saying, just breathe, just breathe. Come and rest at my feet and be, just be. Chaos calls, but all you really need is to just breathe.
Let your weary spirit
just breathe.
So Nathaniel, how appropriate do you think this song is in your opinion? I mean, what do you like about it?
Well, let's start with your A, whether or not it's appropriate. As you take a look at the words of this song and what Johnny Diaz is bringing out, certainly this is something that is applicable to just about anybody in life, especially in the fast-paced world in which we live. Who doesn't feel like this every day? You know, there's this idea of the crazy life that we're going through. We feel like we're going 100 miles an hour. And it is important for us to sit back and just take a breath, you know, to pause from the busyness of life and to stop for just a little bit. So part of it depends a little bit on what you mean by appropriate. And maybe we could talk a little bit more about that when we get into the B and the C. But I think that from a perspective of what's going on and what you'd find in the world as far as music, there's a lot of application, and this is something that is appropriate for the Christian to consider, to reflect on how busy life is and how we can be distracted in the things of this world, and to take a step back and to just focus on the blessings that God has given to us. How about you?
Yeah, I agree. You know, that's definitely what he's talking about. And I think one thing he does is he's talking about the crazy life again. I think, you know, that's something that we see, and I think Christians are willing to confess. Yeah, I am very selfish at times. I think about only my own interests and my own agenda, my own plan for my future. You know, the song itself, I think, is very upbeat, and, you know, it's something you could run to. He said, I think it's very different stylistically, which isn't super important, but you know, you have this fast-paced verse, and then the chorus all of a sudden just
slows down,
stops. You know, and so as far as an appealing song, you know, and appropriate in that way, it does really focus well on saying, "Hey, okay, just slow down," and then of course, take a little second to not just overfill your day. You know, do you think it's appropriate thing for a church service, Nathaniel?
Well, one of the things I think that is a little bit lacking in this song, when you consider whether or not it could or should be used in a worship setting, gets us into C, and that is whether or not Christ is really the focus of the song. And I think that's probably one of the areas that this song is really lacking in. While yes, the child of God should consider how distracting the world is and how busy it is and how the devil uses those things in order to sidetrack us from what's really important, when the song was written, it really didn't get to the point that it could have. It missed an opportunity there. For example, in one of the choruses, it ends, "Chaos calls, but all you really need is to just breathe." Now, there was a wonderful opportunity to point out what we really need is to have Christ in our lives, to have this relationship, to hear His word. You know, that's what we really need in life. It's more than just taking a step back and breathing. You know, we can do that. We can take a step back and we can breathe in the busyness of life. Yeah. But if we
you
don't
think
have
of,
Christ,
you think of vacation. You think of
right?
vacation.
But you've come right back to the busyness all over again, don't you?
Right.
That breath, that taking a step back, doesn't fix the problem that we have as sinners, which is why we need Christ. So from that standpoint, as you take a look at the lyrics of this song, there's only one reference to God in here at all, and that's in the bridge later on near the end of the song, where he sings, "Is to take it in, fill your lungs, the peace of God that overcomes, just breathe. Let your weary spirit rest, lay down what's good and find what's best, just breathe." So there's the only reference to God in the whole song.
But one could argue that it doesn't necessarily need to be specific because, you know, you have the Psalms, which aren't always specific and praising God. At different times, a lot of Psalms are very specific. You definitely have the more watered down ones. But I agree with you completely that it's like, wouldn't it be hard to focus on, you know, Jesus and even mentioning His name, because, you know, this could be sung to any religious group out there that claims to believe in God. And, you know, but I do like that there are, you know, we talked about the appropriateness in a Christian, but you know, as far as biblical references go, it only mentions God, a peace of God that passes all understanding. I don't even know if he's referring to that verse or not. I'm talking about a peace of God, it's got to be Christ. So it's like you almost have to have a somewhat of a mature Christian, you know what the author's talking about. "Come and rest at my feet," that's also in the chorus. Well, yeah, we might think of Jesus saying, come to me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, I'll give you rest. You know, but the whole point is that it's not necessarily clear that that's what he's actually talking about.
Right, and I think that's one of the problems. And you know, you mentioned the Psalms earlier, and the fact that the Psalms were not always specific. But one of the things that the Psalms did do is that they used the personal name for God, and that in their worship, you know, they had an understanding of what was going on. This is on, you know, contemporary Christian radio. Who knows who's listening to this song and what they're thinking as they hear God spoken about? You know,
so you're saying there the setting makes a difference.
Absolutely, the setting makes a huge difference. You know, if you're listening to this on the radio and a Muslim is singing along, you know, he could sing this song and he could refer to Allah. You know, God is not specified as to which God it is that's being referred to, and so again, in our worship, there's all these other things that help us to focus our attention on who the true God is. But I think that you'd find, again, most of this song focuses on our daily life, and that is not the intent of our hymnody in worship. Our hymnody in worship is not to focus on our lives, but rather to focus on what God has done for us. And as you take a look at both of the two verses here, those two verses focus on what's going on in your life right now, which is applicable,
right,
but it's not necessarily appropriate in a worship setting. It can be encouraging.
Yeah, I think I'm going to try to argue that a little bit, because, you know, there's nothing that's necessarily inappropriate with the psalm, but what it leaves out, like you said, is kind of inappropriate in a way if you're trying to honor and glorify Christ. Now, if I was to be preaching a service on, you know, Matthew 11:28, come to me all you're weary section, and this was the follow-up offering hymn just following that explanation of what Jesus says there, then I would say everyone in that setting would understand very clearly what this song is all about. Whether the writer meant it or not, we would be putting the song into the proper worship context. But outside of that context, I think there could be a lot of misunderstandings. Now, if you ask me, is this a song that I would sing in my car on the road? Absolutely, because I'm focusing on the verses that I believe are coming out of this. You know, the verses that are on my mind, on my heart, as I'm racing around, yeah, I need to take a breath with the Lord, with Jesus. And so I think there are appropriate places to sing this, but it would, in my mind, it could be a stretch in the service unless, like you said, everything geared around it was really focused on the message of this song. And even then, you might say, well, is it really going to edify the way you want it to with the scriptures?
Right. You know, I remember when I was in seminary, Neil, and one of my professors, when we were going through homiletics class, told us, don't just preach to be understood. Preach to not be misunderstood. And I've never forgotten that. There's a certain amount of truth in not making things so general that they can be understood in any way anybody wants to. One of the problems that we run into in specifically in contemporary Christian music is that the lyrics are so general that anybody can take them and interpret them in any way that they want. And I think we have to be careful in a setting like that, because even in our worship services, you're right, even if you put it in a particular setting that is covered, you know, and you kind of laid the context for it, it can be taken away very well. I would have a little bit of trouble with this song because the two verses focus more on the everyday life, but the chorus, listen to the chorus again. It says, just breathe, come and rest at my feet, and be, just be. Just be what? You know, there's a verb that's missing there, and you could fill that with whatever you want and come away with a whole lot of different understandings of what is intended there. That's one of those lines in there that kind of troubles me a little bit, because it is so easy to misunderstand or to put your own context in to that verse. And again, I think you could rewrite that and make it very solid, very graphic, very focused on Christ, rather than just leave it general and broad so that anybody could take it and do what they want with it.
If you're looking at this as a sanctification hymn, is where I would definitely, you know, how we should live our Christian life, which is definitely what it falls into. It's not even really giving you a very specific direction other than just slowing down, which a message of itself is good. Good reminders. We talked about that before. The other concern that I have, again, is, and again, I like the song a lot, and like I said, I would listen to it, and I don't mind listening to it. But you know, the other thing that I have too is the transition, the pre-chorus that goes in the chorus here. When the stress is on the rise of my heart, I feel you say, just breathe, just breathe. And what's interesting is that I don't know of any place in the Bible where Jesus tells us to do that in the sense of breathe. You know, the only part that I think of when he talks about breathing is that he breathes out on us his Holy Spirit. You know, it's like almost like we should say to him, Lord, breathe on us your Holy Spirit as we're reading your word. But here it's almost saying the opposite. You know, it's like it's kind of putting the emphasis on the individual rather than on the Lord. And that's very typical and probably the comments we make a lot with the popular music today. It's very subjective, very much focusing on the individual.
This is very common in today's contemporary Christian music too. That last line that you mentioned in both of those verses ends with that phrase, "I feel you say, just breathe," and you're right. That can be understood correctly, but by the majority of Christians today, that is not understood correctly. They take God's word and they separate it from it, and they're listening for this voice that God is speaking to them, you know, whether it be in their mind or in their ears or in their sleep or in dreams or whatever, and that is not how God works. Like you said, that's, you know, God doesn't say that. He doesn't give that promise. He says he speaks to us in his word, and it's through his word that he gives us comfort, that he gives us strength, that he gives us encouragement, and so that is one of those issues that you do kind of have to keep an eye out for. Like you, I wouldn't have any trouble driving down the road and listening to the song. I think it's a very encouraging song. It's a needed reminder to take a step back from the busyness of this world. And we need that reminder. It's a whole lot better than a lot of the junk that's out there in popular music in our world today. It does have a tendency to imply the relationship that we have with God. It's not specific in that relationship, but it does imply that relationship, and it shows the importance of that relationship with God, as he's the one who is able to give us rest when we come to his feet. So there's some good stuff in there, but there's also things that you have to kind of be careful about and apply these ABCs to. Is it appropriate? Sure. Is it biblical? Well, yeah, you could see some biblical language that's certainly included in the song. Does it emphasize Christ? Not as clearly as it could.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, and so in kind of a summary, if we're using this ABC method to evaluate things, which I think is a great simple method to do, where would you grade this in a general A through F grade? Where would you rate this particular song? Now, you can rate it in two different ways. As far as, I'll go first because I'm asking the question. As far as stylistically and the impact, the energy in it, I would probably rate it a B. It's above average in my opinion because it's definitely a different type of song you're not used to hearing. As far as the content and the lyrical value, I'd say it's at least a C minus because it's a little bit below average. It's not really emphasizing anything about which God we're focusing on there. And that's probably my biggest concern about it.
Yeah, I would agree. You know, stylistically, it's interesting that you bring that up because stylistically, everybody's going to have a different opinion. That's a very subjective thing.
Right.
Maybe we can talk about that a little bit more another time. But I agree that I'm not real fond of the verse, the melody, the music of the verse, but I do like the chorus. I think that there's something really catchy in the fact that it speeds up and then slows down. It really brings that emotion in, which is nice. As far as the content, like you, I was thinking a C minus also. There is some appropriateness there. The biblical content is not real solid, and Christ is really completely lacking in it. It does not have a real solid biblical foundation for it, although it does have some application. So I'd probably give it a low C as well.
Yeah, I mean, even if Christ wasn't mentioned, you know, they actually have some very strong biblical foundation passages, you know, that would really emphasize this point. And I feel like it's, like you were saying, I feel like it's kind of lacking with that too.
Right. Well, thanks for listening to our podcast today. We're glad that you have joined us and hope that you have benefited from the ABC review of our review segment. We hope that you'll take this home and also apply the ABCs to music that you listen to, movies that you watch. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you next time. We invite you to join us every week for another episode of Burden and Blessing Podcast, where we will continue to proclaim Jesus Christ as the one and only Savior for sinners. Until next week, take comfort in the fact that God is your rock and ever-present help in trouble.